Well, in the whole concept, Screech and Moy, the great goal that we are striving for in trying to find God, or in finding God in ourselves and finding him in other people, is that we are all part of a family where we are interdependent, that all men are equal in the sight of God. Men and women, of course, are equal in the sight of God. They are all his children. I would feel, while he, and I hope, is a very compassionate God, might look very unkindly on those of us who find people that we just dislike and have no affection for, no use for, and wouldn't want to help under any set of circumstances. I would think that might be, if there is such a thing, the unpardonable sin, wouldn't it? To hate one of my human beings, my fellow creatures.
Excuse me, here at this point, I used to say there is no such thing as unpardonable sin. First of all, being an Indian and being a follower of infinite truth and light, I used to say that there is no such thing as sin. That is all man-made. With this word, sin is man-made. And God-made truth is always light and delight. So what you call sin, we call it ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
The moment we use the term sin, I have committed sin, I'm going to hell. Where is hell? Where is heaven? It is all in my mind. It is all in the plane of consciousness. So we Indians and spiritual seekers and masters are not at all afraid of the word sin, because they feel there is no such thing as sin. Yes, they do feel that there is something called ignorance. I am ignorant. As soon as I came here, you said that each one is ignorant. As soon as you had them in the studio, that each one has to learn something. Yes. Now, if it is a matter of spirituality, I may offer you little light. But if it is a matter of radio, you have abundant light to offer me. So I am ignorant of radio and you are ignorant of spiritual life. Let us say like that.
Yes.
So, in the spirit, so here also on earth, each one is ignorant of something.
Mm-hmm.
So that is ignorance, not sin. And owing to ignorance, I do something wrong. Owing to ignorance, you do something wrong. And then we rectify. I have the knowledge of spirituality. I'm telling you, Mr. Brian, if you do this, your life will be changed, radically changed. And you have the all knowledge of the radio, and you will tell me, then Mr. Ghosh, if you do this, then you will see, you will be able to speak wonderfully, and you will be of greater help to mankind if you answer question this way, or my radio, something concerning your radio apparatus, if you tell me, I can be of greater help to you, to mankind. So this is all ignorance, no sin. There is no such thing. It is my ignorance has to be removed by you. Your ignorance has to be removed by me. In this way, we are all interdependent. Interdependent.
Yes.
What I lack, what I am wanting in, you have to fill it. And what you lack, I have to fill in. In this way, we can fulfill each other. By fulfilling each other, that is to say, by fulfilling God's creation, we are pleasing God. And the strength is coming directly from God to fulfill you and to fulfill me.
Now, Sri Chinmoy, we are here at Iona College, where we have, I imagine, around 3,000 students, boys and girls. All of us are here, we say at least, for one purpose, to see that the young students who are here are properly educated to have a fine life, to enjoy life. I wonder what would happen here at Iona Campus if a certain number of our students, faculty, administration, call them what you want, if 500 of us would sit down every day and meditate on the fact that we are God's children, do this a half hour every day. I wonder in 6 months if this campus would change.
Definitely. It won't take 6 months. If you meditate, 500. See, 500 devoted seekers meditate for 1 week, the face of Iona College will change. It won't be necessary for you to be able to meditate for 6 months. United, if you can meditate for 1 week, 500, aspiration, we call inner flame, when the inner flame mounts up high, higher, highest, you will touch God's boundless compassion, light, peace, bliss, and all will descend. All will descend here into the, and this college can easily be by far the best college in the United States. Why in the United States? In the world. Because no college, as far as I know, meditates with its with 500 members daily. And it is through, we have centers, a few spiritual centers, 60, 70 or 80 members in the centers. You know, when we meditate together, 60 members of the of a particular center, we literally bring down heaven on earth through our joint aspiration, dedication, aspiration, divine love, divine surrender to God's will, let thy will be done, these things we do. And we feel that peace, light, bliss, the whole entire meditation room is flooded with peace, light and bliss. So if 500 can meditate together here, the kingdom of heaven can be established in this building at this Iona College.
Not only at the college, we might even change New Rochelle, Sri Chinmoy.
Why New Rochelle? When the light starts spreading, it spreads all over the world. Let us take it as a bird. Here, if the bird starts spreading its wing from this Iona College, why New Rochelle? It has to enter into the entire New York, then all the states, then comes the whole world. Light originates from a particular place. Now the rivers, our India's greatest river, most sacred river is the Ganges. It originates where? From the Himalayas, from the topmost Himalayas, yes. And it came down. Mm-hmm. But the source is the Himalayas. So here also, if this is the source, if Iona College becomes the source, and from here, you know, the consciousness, spiritual consciousness, feeling of divine oneness can easily spread to the length and breadth of the world.
Yes, well, now I said 500 at Iona College. Really, there's only one person at Iona College who is of the greatest concern to me. That is myself. I would like to ask you now for myself. Maybe we'll start this at Iona College with one or two. What should I do? There are certain things I do now, but I want to do more. What should I do now every day?
Every day, you please meditate for a few minutes, say 15 minutes. Now, we need a few things to inspire us outwardly. Suppose you have incense right in front of you, burning incense. It reminds you immediately of aspiration. Incense is burning and you are being purified. In the spiritual life, when we have purity, we are hundreds of miles away from the bondage, the man-made bondage. Then if you keep a candle in front of you, you see the flame, burning flame of aspiration. If you keep a few flowers in front of me, then the purity comes, childlike purity. A child, when you look at a child has no enemy because he is flooded with purity, with divine light, divine consciousness. So when you meditate, when you pray to God, if you could kindly keep a few flowers in front of you and then incense and the candles, automatically your meditation will be heightened by these aspiring qualities right in front of you factors. And then if you can have one or two friends who are willing to be in the same boat, that is to say, who are really ready to participate in your inner search. Here, Hugh is there, Paul, these two would be more than willing to meditate with you here. I'm sure they would be more than willing. These are young members of your family here, spiritual family. So if you could meditate 15 minutes a day, you starting with one, two, three. And again, in God's eye, it is not the number, it is not the quantity, it is the quality.
Yes.
So you can easily be a host in yourself if your aspiration is thick, intense, and most powerful, then that is more than enough for God.
Now, The theme I should take, I would imagine, the general theme, is that I am a child of God.
Yes.
That I want, as He is my Heavenly Father, my spiritual Father, that I want total communion with Him. Now, aside from that,
Excuse me. Here you have to know that He's my Heavenly Father. Now, the word heaven is very confusing. If you feel that heaven is something infinitely higher than this ceiling, then you are mistaken. Heaven is right inside your heart.
Yes.
So when you are praying or meditating, if you feel that your God, your Father, is inside, here, in the inmost recesses of your heart, and here, inside your heart, you are going to see Him face to face. Face to face, you are going to see Him. Then it becomes infinitely easier for you to meditate and contemplate. Otherwise, while you are meditating, if your mind goes, soars up high, higher, higher, there it will be roaming there, aimlessly. But if your heart, if you meditate on your heart and go deep within, then you will get constant feeling of sweetness, love, joy, peace and bliss. So when you are meditating, please meditate here and try to establish your conscious union with God.
Now, if I can accomplish this, Sri Chinmoy, the people around me are going to see this, aren't they?
Absolutely. They're bound to see it, they're bound to feel.
So as I said to you before, the people who very often find me very objectionable will see a change in me then, will they?
They find you objectionable precisely because, you know, they do not see the divinity in you, or do not want to see the divinity in you. Now what is it, your fault? You are also God's child, so they are seeing your outer cloak, outer garb. If they say that you are objectionable, but why do they not pay attention? Why do they not go an inch deeper than their outer vision and see the divinity, the flood of divinity inside you? Now, it is their mistake that they don't see the divinity inside you. Now, it is your mistake equally that you are not bringing to the fore your own divinity.
Yes. And that's the thing I'm most interested in, isn't it?
Mistake is that they are not trying to dig inside you and get the wealth, the mine. They know that inside it there is a treasure is there, but they are unwilling to dig it. They just want to see this on the surface, the wealth. Why are you are not under any obligation to show your treasure. And they have to come, they have to open the door, they have to open the safe where you have kept your money, then only they will see that, oh, he is a very rich man. It's in the spiritual life also. But again, on your part, if you are kind enough, you say that, why should I give them so much trouble? They have to open my, unlock the door and then come into my room and see where I have kept my money and my wealth. And best thing is for me to open up everything and at the gate, as soon as they come, and I will say,
let them see it.
Let them see it. This is for you. I am ready to give.